Good day, everyone. Today's topic on Music Moves is near and dear to my heart, piano ballets.
Hello, this is Ramona Pansagraff, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves.
Hello, everyone. So today, we're going to talk about piano ballets. And what is that, you may ask? Well, simply ballets with piano soloists on stage. Piano ballets are the reason that I became involved in dance. I went to a performance of Houston Ballet and saw ballerina Janie Parker in a ballet by Ben Stevenson. It was just Janie and her partner in a ballet bar on stage with a pianist in the corner, and they danced the most beautiful set of three pieces of Rachmaninoff, just themselves in the bar. Well, I was hooked. I thought, you can do that? You can play piano for dance like that? And that was it. I became a ballet pianist and later a conductor for dance. Piano ballets exist as a very popular genre when creating dance, and there are many reasons for that. For me, a pianist on stage with dancers is a very intimate thing. You almost feel as an audience member that you're observing some very private, intimate moments between the dancers and the music. It doesn't hurt that I love the repertory of the piano, and usually the music picked is stunningly beautiful. In regards to that ballet that I saw that started my career as a solo pianist for dance, well, I finally got to perform that work several years later, and it was as wonderful an experience as I thought it would be. The piece, again, is three preludes, choreography by Ben Stevenson, who at the time was artistic director for Houston Ballet. He created the work for Harkness Youth Ballet in 1969, and the choreography won first prize at the International Ballet Competition in Varna, Bulgaria in 1972. The solo pianist originally was Stanley Babin, who I came to know later as concert pianist for the Joffrey Ballet. So here is Rachmaninoff's Three Preludes, Opus 32, number 10, Opus 23, number 1, and Opus 32, number 9, in the beautiful ballet, Three Preludes. we just listened to three preludes of Rachmaninoff played by pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. The next piano ballet that I was fortunate enough to see live with dancer Jody Gates when she was with the Joffrey Ballet. It's called Five Brahms Waltzes in the Manner of Isadora Duncan. The Five Brahms Waltzes in the Manner of Isadora Duncan is a one-act ballet with choreography by Frederick Ashton and music by Brahms. It originated as a short gala piece for Lynn Seymour, premiered June 22, 1975 in Hamburg, but it was only using one waltz. In this impressionistic recall of Isadora Duncan, Seymour was dressed in a nearly transparent shift, like one that was worn by Duncan. And though the movement wasn't an authentic reconstruction, it evoked the visionary lyricism of her performances. In the final version, with waltzes number 1, 2, 8, 10, and 13 added, it was premiered by Seymour for Ballet Rambert's 50th anniversary gala on June 15, 1976. The dedication said, "Dedicated to Marie Rambert, who shared my admiration for Isadora Duncan." So imagine, if you will, a pianist at a grand piano, nearly center stage, with the lid open, a dancer in a diaphanous light blue dress with a long scarf behind her. She enters the stage as the pianist plays the first waltz as a solo with no dancing, pulls the scarf from the piano, and then begins to dance.
Thank you.
This is Ramona Panzegra, and today on Music Moves, we are listening to piano ballets. We just heard the five Brahms waltzes in the manner of Isadora Duncan, choreographed by Frederick Ashton and played here by Idril Bere. When speaking of piano ballets, one must talk about choreographer Jerome Robbins. Robbins and his link with the music of Chopin was extraordinary. I had the privilege of performing one of those ballets called In the Night. In the Night is beautifully crafted as Robbins explores the music of Chopin. He created three completely different sets of lovers, from innocent to impetuous, who meet between a midnight sky. So after the popularity of his ballet Dances at a Gathering, which we'll discuss in a moment, Robbins built on his love affair with Chopin's works with the ballet In the Night. And while the earlier ballet used mazurkas and waltzes and etudes, In the Night, which premiered in 1970, conjures up a post-dusk scenario to four of Chopin's nocturnes. It's choreographed for three couples of distinct personality, and the ballet uses the music as a jumping-off point to explore subtle dance dramas. The four nocturnes are Opus 27, number 1, and that's a very stately quality before melting into lyricism. The nocturnes Opus 55, number 1 and 2 are respectively bittersweet and tempestuous in their melodies. And then the final piece, the very familiar nocturne Opus 9, number 2, uses a rondo form, but it's a very tender, almost ethereal andante. Here is the beautiful music for the beautiful ballet by Jerome Robbins called In the Night. We've been listening to music from the ballet In the Night, choreographed by Jerome Robbins, four Chopin nocturnes. The first and last were performed by Arthur Rubinstein. The middle two, the Opus 55 pair, by Maurizio Pollini. I briefly mentioned the ballet Dances at a Gathering earlier, and I have a little story about that one. I was with Boston Ballet, and I had just finished playing a performance of Brahms' first piano concerto. I knew that Jerome Robbins was in the house watching our company. And I was in my dressing room afterwards, disrobing. I heard Jerome Robbins walking down the hallway, talking to my then boss, Bruce Marks. He said, and I will edit it a bit, he said, "Your pianist played the blank out of that." He was nearly to my dressing room when I happened to hear that, so I stuck my head out the door and said, "Then could I please play Dances at a Gathering?" He looked completely shocked, and he nodded his head yes. It was known at that time that Robbins had to approve all pianists who played his solo works. So we never programmed it at Boston Ballet, but it's always been lovely to know I would have had his permission. Dances at a Gathering is made up of several types of works from the repertory of Frédéric Chopin, including waltzes and mazurkas. We don't have time to hear all of them today, but I'm going to give you a sampling of some of my favorite sections.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed our excursion into the world of piano ballets. Please join me again next week for another adventure in music and dance. This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.